given the critical role of mobile networks in emergency situations, I'm very concerned over the failure of these telecommunications providers to maintain service during power outages and during these storms. You know, and I find it amazing that these mobile phone companies are permitted to operate in Ireland, but they don't have mandatory backup power supplies. And even when small businesses have made provisions for power failure, so I can't understand it why, you know, the big companies can't do it. And everybody knows that, especially in the recent storms and the weeks now that followed it, that mobile networks, they're an essential part of emergency communications for everybody. The companies generate huge profits, and, you know, I think they're failing to implement basic contingency measures to make sure that the service is uninterrupted. So it's not acceptable, especially in emergencies, when, you know, more than ever we need reliable communication, and it's a lifeline for everybody.
And it's so much more than that as well, isn't it, Councillor? Because definitely a lifeline, because if someone's in an emergency situation and needs to contact someone, they need to rely on their phone for that scenario. But there was even a mental and emotional toll that took place during this period of Storm Éowyn, when even though maybe one's life wasn't in danger, but there was still no way to reach out to other people, and it became very isolating very quickly. And that's just another thing to watch out for, isn't it?
Absolutely, and particularly for people who are living on their own, or living in more remote areas, it's very isolating and it's very frightening. And, you know, to think that so many people, we all depend on our mobile phones for communications, for everything now. And I think, you know, for these companies to actually sit up and listen, I think the minister has to introduce legislation, and that's what I've called for, that would compel these telecommunications providers to install backup power systems and ensure dependable mobile service during power outages. And, you know, we need to prioritise safety and connectivity for our communities. And the government, they have to enforce stricter regulations and hold these companies accountable.